And we are joined here in the studio again by Emma Jenkins Sullivan, who is the organizer, coordinator of Food for the Summer, which has been going on all summer long for the second year, feeding kids through the summer who ordinarily get their free and reduced lunch, or just lunch in general, because everyone's eligible from the schools during the year, but don't during the summertime. Really, really great program, starting to wind down. And Emma joining us now. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
I don't know if it's starting to wind down or if it doesn't even begin to wind down until after it's done.
Yeah, right. No, I think we're starting to wind down a little bit. We're about to enter our last week of the program coming up on Monday. So we're just kind of on our last stretch here. But we've had more kids coming, and kind of we've seen the numbers actually growing in these last 2 weeks because a lot of the camps have been ending in the area.
Right,
so we've
right.
had a lot of those kids who were at camps come out again. So that's been kind of fun, just to meet a whole new group of kids.
Yeah. Awesome. So what are the numbers that we know now for how many kids got fed over the summer so far?
I don't have collective numbers for the summer. Yesterday we served directly 90 lunches to children.
Awesome.
So I think that we're just kind of waiting to do math wrong.
Just sort of the accumulation
numbers.
Of all
yeah.
of it, yeah. But
yeah.
like, you know, several dozen people every day, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome.
Definitely.
So how has it been going? I know there's a lot of volunteers. There's a lot of people working behind the scenes. You've been in charge of just sort of making it all run throughout the summer. So how's it been going?
It's been going really great. We recently said bye to some of the teachers who have been coming out every day because everyone's kind of getting back into their
right,
classrooms.
Right.
Although even like this past week, we've had some social workers come and volunteer with us, which has been great. So everyone's kind of trying to fit it in before summer's ending and the school year gets back to starting. A lot of the kids who are coming out to do their service learning hours even are trying to finish those up before the end of the summer. So we have also had a lot of high schoolers still, but it's been really great. We recently got a lot of kind of an influx of toys and games and activities. We
awesome.
Had the Amazon Drive, so a lot of toys and new stuff coming in for the fun buckets. And then on Monday, next Monday for the Eclipse, we have an Eclipse Day party at the Hargraves Community Center.
Nice.
Yeah, and the mayoral aide, Jeannie, has been helping out with that and really kind of running that and organizing that. It's going to be from 1 to 3:30 at the Hargraves Community Center in the Northside neighborhood.
Cool. So that's
yeah.
like, that'll run through the eclipse, right? Because that's, what, 2:30 or something like that? The eclipse
yeah,
is
yeah.
peaking? Yeah,
right. I think it's peaking from like 2:30 to 2:40 or something
like that, yeah.
Right.
I know I'm going to be here getting ready to go on the air, and I was just fingers crossed that I wasn't going to be like stuck in this room.
Right.
I can actually go outside and see it, so that's nice.
Yeah, no, totally, yeah. So we're going to have a bunch of different viewers set up. We want to make sure that kids are obviously looking at it safely.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of, you know, warnings about how to make sure that children are doing that the right way. So we have people kind of out there giving tips for how to do it safely, but we have like these different viewers that the Planetarium has given us and donated, and we've been able to facilitate a lot of different things so that kids can actually look at it directly, but with the viewers, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Speaking with Emma Jenkins Sullivan again, Food for the Summer, ongoing program, still a little while left to go. For the last couple of weeks, and I don't know exactly when this started, but the program had to kind of change up because people were coming back into the schools, right?
Yeah, so we had a different food sponsor for the last 2 weeks, a group out of Durham, and the food has still been coming. They've actually been driving the food over from Durham,
nice.
So that's been really nice. And we were able to keep meeting volunteers at two of the same cafeterias. So we haven't had to shuffle around too many things. It's really pretty much stayed the same experience for all the children coming to the different sites. The food and menus are kind of different, which I think is fun for them as well, just to mix it up a little bit.
What's been your favorite part so far?
I really enjoyed the other day. I was out at Rainbow Heights teaching a child how to throw a frisbee, though I don't know myself how to throw it that well. But we were playing frisbee. So I think just, you know, engaging with children at
yeah.
the different sites, it was really great. I mentioned the social worker who had come out earlier this week, and it was great because she went to one of the sites where a lot of her children who she works with through the school system are. So, like, she knew a ton of the families and was able to have a lot of them come out out to get lunch that day. So just making those other connections happen through you know, the school system and systems that are already set up for volunteers who are coming out has been really great. Even today, it was Table Thursday again, so we were able to get even more families signed up to get table bags.
Nice.
And that's been really great.
Have you been able to actually, like, get out there and actually give food to kids at those sites, or have you been more behind the scenes?
Myself?
Yeah.
I would say myself and all of our awesome site coordinators have really been kind of shuffling lunches around.
Okay. So you have been able to get out there.
Yeah. We're out there during the hour, but it's really more about moving lunches around, you know, and because our sites are open, which is really beautiful, it also means that we don't know how many kids are going to be there for that day, you know, so just making sure that we have enough lunches at every spot. But when I do have a chance to, you know, hang out with some children at a site, it's been very enjoyable. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So just a little while left, but obviously the work goes on. So what more do you need in terms of help, volunteering, donations, and where can people go to get more information?
Yeah, I think so. For our last week, we definitely could use more volunteers. I think I have noticed a lot of people, I think, are going to be busy on Monday with the Eclipse stuff. So we'll definitely would love more volunteers to come out for Monday, next Monday. But even like we need maybe a couple more volunteers for next week. And then I would say, you know, we always take donations year round because we're obviously going to hope to have this program running again next summer. And so you can visit our website, foodforthesummer.org. And also, you know, if you have been a volunteer with our program, we would love to hear feedback. So if you want to get in contact with us, whatever way, we just would love to know more about how we can improve the program, both for the communities that we're working with and for the volunteers as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else that people need to know?
No, we're just very grateful for all the volunteers and all the community help that we've had. There's just been a lot of people organizing around this, so it's been a really enjoyable effort, I think, and we have gotten to feed a ton of kids over this summer, so that's been awesome.
Has this been what you expected it to be when you started?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been challenging in ways that I did not necessarily expect, but it's definitely, it's been challenging and fun in so many different ways, and just like really there's been a lot of moving around and meeting a lot of different people, so it's definitely been very enjoyable. I don't know what I really expected at the beginning.
Yeah.
But this has been awesome. Yeah, absolutely. For myself and hopefully for the people who have come out to volunteer with us as well. Yeah.
And a really great program, again, helping hundreds of kids and families over the course of the summer. So if you're listening out there, still some time left in the summer and the work goes on. So foodforthesummer.org is the website. Still looking for volunteers, donations all year long. So get online and do that. Emma, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.